Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914. Page 616. Visible translated text is as follows. Sheet which contains the record of pencils punched for the week didn't include the report for Thursday, the day the fiscal week ends. Mr. Schiff, evidently, in the stress of getting up, figuring out and filling the envelopes for the payroll on Friday, instead of as usual on Friday and half the day Saturday, had evidently not had enough time. I told Alonzo Mann, the office boy, to call up Mr. Schiff and find out when he was coming down, and Alonzo told me after he came back over the telephone that Mr. Schiff would be right down, so I didn't pay any more attention to that part of the work because I expected Mr. Schiff to come down any minute. It was about this time that Mrs. Emma Clark Freeman and Miss Corinthia Hall, two of the girls who worked on the fourth floor, came in and asked permission to go upstairs and get Mrs. Freeman's coat, which I readily gave. And I told them at the same time to tell Arthur White that his wife was downstairs. A short time after they left my office, two gentlemen came in, one of them Mr. Graham, and the other the father of a boy by the name of Earl Burdett. These two boys had gotten into some sort of trouble during the noon recess the day before, and were taken down to police headquarters, and of course didn't get their envelopes the night before, and I gave the required pay envelopes to the two fathers and chatted with them at some length in reference to the trouble their boys had gotten into the day previous. And just before they left the office, Mrs. Emma Clark Freeman and Miss Corinthia Hall came into my office and asked permission to use the telephone, and they started to the telephone, during which time these two gentlemen left my office. But previous to that, when these two gentlemen came in, I had gotten Miss Hattie Hall in and dictated what mail I had to give her, and she went out and was typewriting the mail. Before these girls finished,